Chapter 15. After magic, they did math, then science and literature. The tiny students figured out how to break off bits of lead to use as pencils, and how to jump from key to key on their calculators with their tiny bodies. Marigold broke off a piece of a thick pink eraser to use, though it was still as big as her hand. When the bell rang for lunch, she was exhausted. So much jumping. But happy. It was time to show the rest of the fifth grade what they were up to, and how cool it was. Bax came back from the nurse and offered to carry the tiny students to the cafeteria in a cardboard box. Everyone climbed in. Bax held the box under one arm and Andres's leash in his other hand. Marigold loved the feeling of going down the hall. Several people stopped Bax to see what was in the box, and Bax told them about the protest. "We made ourselves tiny, and we demand big change," shouted Marigold. Other kids repeated the slogan and passed it on, spreading the word about her shrinking magic.
"Wow, I never saw magic like that," one kid said.
"How brave are they?" said another. "I'd never have the guts to do that, even though I want dregs at school just like anyone."
"I hope they get the principal to change his stupid rule,"
loads of kids said. In the cafeteria, Bax got the tiny kids two cheeseburgers to share. Marigold and her friends sat around the burgers, picking up handfuls of warm, cheesy meat and shoving them into their mouths. It was amazing, sharing a giant community cheeseburger. Marigold's hands got covered in grease. It dripped down her chin, too. When she was done eating, she looked to see dozens of kids gathered around. All those faces seemed huge.
"That's Elliot, who lives on my block," one kid said, pointing. "Hi, Elliot."
"He's sliding on a pickle," said another kid. "He's using it as a sled."
"Sure am," cried tiny Elliot cheerfully.
He and Sebastian had used an upside-down lunch tray and a napkin dispenser to make a hill. He climbed to the top of the hill with the pickle held in front of him, then jumped onto it, sitting cross-legged as it spun down the lunch tray slide.
"Yahoo! Yeah!"
"Samboozle, I want to ride a pickle," said a fifth-grade flicker named Fabienne. "Who's the one with the wonky shrinking magic?"
Her enormous eyes landed on Marigold.
"Are you the boss? Can you shrink me, please?"
"It's not kind to say wonky," said Marigold politely.
"We prefer different or unusual. But yes, I'd be happy to shrink you. We are protesting the ban on dregs. The more tiny students, the better."
For a split second, she worried that being small would affect her magic. But she closed her eyes and focused. And it worked. Fabienne shrank. Marigold's size didn't mess up her magic at all.
"Shrink me too," said Fabienne's friend, Blaze.
Me too,"
came a chorus of voices. Marigold waved her tiny arms and climbed onto a juice box that had fallen over.
"All fifth graders who want your dreg privileges restored, say aye."
"Aye,"
cried dozens of fifth graders, and the cafeteria shook with the force of their combined voices.
"And if you're willing to turn tiny in order to effect a massive change, say aye,"
called Marigold.
"Aye!"
Kids thumped the table and stomped the floor.
"This is awesome!" Nori yelled.
"I know!"
Marigold yelled back. The two girls grinned. Marigold raised her hands, signaling for attention. She looked from giant face to giant face the way she'd seen countless teachers do, waiting for every last kid to hush.
"If you want to be shrunk in order to protest the ban on dregs, please line up," Marigold instructed. "Once you've shrunk, Bax will put you on the table. Big people, be careful not to step on your classmates. Understood?"
"Understood!"
chorused the new recruits. People pushed and wiggled as they got into line. The protest was growing. At least 24 kids lined up to be shrunk. Even Lacey Clench got in line.
"Hold up,"
exclaimed one of the fifth grade flickers. It was Rainey, Clyde's friend.
Marigold, tell them to let me through.
Marigold nodded, and the kids separated to give Rainy room. Rainy walked over and opened up their hands, and out spilled Tiny Clyde and Tiny Zinnia.
Clyde will lead the tiny flickers under my supervision, cried Marigold, pointing to Clyde, and Zinnia will lead the tiny flares.
The kids stomped the floor and cheered.
Fluxers, fuzzies, and flyers, I'll choose leaders once you're shrunk, continued Marigold.
She spent the remainder of the lunch period shrinking new recruits, all of whom Bax helpfully, but grouchily, deposited onto the tabletop. By the time Marigold was done, the tinies had grown in number from 8 to 38.
Not bad, Sebastian said with a whistle.
Are you kidding? Said Nori. Marigold, we are rock stars.
Her eyes shone with awe.
Eleanor Horace and Marigold Ramos?
There was a lunch teacher looming over them.
Uh-oh. The two of you are summoned to the principal's office immediately, said the lunch teacher. And I'm taking you in this piece of Tupperware.